Brian, what is your favorite story for marketing communicators?
You know, when I take on I don't do a lot of one-on-one consulting, but when I do, or when I'm working with someone in my mastermind or about their business, I always ask them a question that starts with, let's assess your assets. And it's funny because even someone just starting out, or just, who thinks they have nothing, everybody has something if you dig deep enough. And so I start with, what list do you have? Because lists are the most important thing in anything in marketing. And they say, I don't have a list. And when I dive deeper, they always have a list. They have a list of people who's their it's their email list on Gmail, or it's their Facebook audience, it's their Instagram followers, it's their people that they have, people who did searches on them, whatever. And being able to capture those names into an online family is the first step of assessing your assets. And then I say, what kind of content do you have? I don't have any content. Well, have you ever written anything? Have you ever done a podcast? Have you ever been interviewed in some way or something? And, every time I do this assessing your assets, you come up with a lot of things that they already own. And it's always better to start with something than just go out to what we call cold traffic. Everybody talks about cold traffic. And cold traffic to me is just outside list of people who don't know you. Let's start always with things that people know you. They might even already trust you. They might like you even. If they know, like, and trust you, that's where you always have to start when you're assessing your assets. And if you have some names, that's where you start, and you get them into a CRM, or into some kind of way that you can blog to them and write to them and be in relationship with them. Because everything's not a revenue event, but everything is a relationship event in communications and marketing, anything. So that would be the story that I would use for this, because it's one that I come back to on a regular basis when I go to a client and really, or I go to someone who I'm working with and really want to get what they have first, as opposed to looking at the outside world, because they have a lot more internally than they know or think they have.
Excellent. And you kind of distilled the points, the insights right within that story. So I guess we don't need to ask that question.
Well, I mean, I'll go one step further and say that even if you don't have a list and you don't have content and you don't have not done things that would support the business that you want to do, you need to go look at competitors or people that are doing what you want to do and see how they're going about it. Even ask them. I mean, competition is coexistence for the most part. Not everything is cutthroat competition. And so, I think that you want to go, again, a mile deep. You want to be a mile deep in something of interest that you're passionate about, than trying to be everything to everybody. And that would be the best insight that you could gain from just going deep on what you have first.
Excellent. And why do you do what you do?
Because the satisfaction of being able to see the light bulb go off with someone I work with when they realize that they have a starting point, or maybe they have a list and they have content and they haven't done a lot with it, and we formulate a plan to do something with it. It's like, because I run mastermind groups, and I write, and I interact with marketers of all levels, beginners to very experienced, that it I what why I do what I do is watching the light bulb go off above their head when we've connected. And it probably isn't my idea, it ends up being their idea, but I've triggered something in them. I become a catalyst for them, and that gives me more satisfaction than almost anything I do in my life. I'm Brian Kurtz. I'm the CEO and founder of Titans Marketing, formerly a business builder at Boardroom Inc. for 34 years. And I'm on the Marketing Minute.